Hello everyone. I'm Laura and I'm from Contact and I'm one of the associates. And we've been asked to do a little bit of work for Participation Matters Month, which is in February. So we've been approaching different people to ask them some questions about how they're getting involved in participation work, and in particular parent carer forums. So I'm here today to have a conversation with Family Voice Peterborough. So I'm just going to do a bit of a welcome. So I've already introduced myself. I'm Laura, and over to you, Ramu.
Great. Hello, everyone. My name is Ramu. I am currently the office manager at Family Voice Peterborough. I am originally from the Gambia, and I'm working for Family Voice Peterborough.
Fabulous. So tell us a bit more about Family Voice Peterborough, Ramu. So what do they do?
Family Voice Peterborough is a local registered charity that is seeking to improve the lives of children with additional needs and disabilities. It's a pan-disability organisation, and also it's the Parent Care Forum for Peterborough. So we are also involved in community work as well.
Okay, so you're the Parent Carer Forum for Peterborough, and you do lots of community work and different things across the community to support families, to support parent carers. What types of things does that include?
If I take myself as an example, would that be
Yeah.
okay? I've got a daughter with autism. She's just turned 18 in December 2023. I came through Family Voice when my daughter got her diagnosis in 2009. I was given a pack by the CDC, which is the Child Development Center, when she had her diagnosis. And that's how I came to know about Family Voice. Because I was lost. I not had to deal with a child with a disability, and I was just lost within the system. So I contacted them, and I was put on a they had some training courses going on, which was challenging behavior workshops, which involves how to manage and how to navigate the system. Another one, which is called Expert Parent Program. So basically, that's how I started off with them. Then I was volunteering with them. Then I got trained as a parent representative, and that's how my journey started with them. So I wanted to give back this what they were helping me with, sort of thing, to other parents who were new within the system. I was new then, but at least gained some information that could help me navigate the system. So I got trained as well as a parent rep, which I could transfer to other parents who were new on the system. But it's I think about now 11 to 12 years.
Wow, that's a long time to be involved as well. So it started off with you kind of not
As
knowing,
volunteer, yeah.
and not knowing how to navigate the system. And so Family Voice Peterborough kind of supported in that, and it's gone from there. You became a parent rep, you have done some training. It sounds like a really good way of supporting people to become volunteers. So that the starting point is you're a parent carer. And you needed information, and that information came from Family Voice Peterborough, I guess.
I mean, along the way during then, I had another child. Then I was made redundant from my previous job. Then a post came up for an admin assistant with Family Voice. As the charity was growing, they needed someone to help with the admin. So I was taking on a remuneration basis, which was as of and when needed. That's what I started off with. But then within a number of years, it had grown up to a full-time admin position. But due to my caring responsibilities, I cannot do full time. So I do part time.
Right, so it works for you, I guess, in and around your other responsibilities and caring responsibilities. Is
Oh
that right?
yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does, yeah. Family Voice doesn't do the direct work, but it can signpost you to for the parent to be able to go and find out from which organizations that would be able to help them according to the specific needs of the child. So you are given the information and then you can go and look for it yourself and try and work out which contact the organizations that you've been given with that can help. I mean, realistically, it would have been better if there was funding for the support work to be done. But unfortunately, at the moment, that's not possible. So it's just signposting and having a chat. I mean, that having a chat with the parent does relieve a lot of pressure on them because you've been there, they know you've been there. Which makes a lot of difference to just talking to somebody who hasn't been there. Because the
Absolutely.
person who has been there can relate so much
Yeah.
with another person. Like when I'm talking to another parent and they're so frustrated, they don't see light at the end of the tunnel. And I can exactly relate myself to that. Which after speaking to them, reassuring them that, you know, it's not an easy journey, but yeah, once you start navigating and understanding where your rights are and what you have to do, then it starts to become a bit better.
Yeah, that sounds it's vital, isn't it? That kind of peer support. So I just want to ask a question around so I know there's quite a lot of engagement work that goes on at Family Voice. So reaching out to parent carers, obviously providing some of that information to them. So how is Family Voice engaging and hearing from diverse communities in Peterborough, and what difference do you think that's making for people, particularly with your own lived experience, I guess, as well?
I myself, I'm from a diverse community. With a lot of the ethnic minorities, not everyone, but some of them, when the child has a diagnosis, they go into sort of a hiding mode, I call it. It's sort of like a denial process. I'm not saying it's only present within ethnic minorities. You find it also with the non-ethnic minorities as well, but it's more prevalent within the ethnic minorities because of the stigma. There's a lot of stigma attached to, now it's less, but there used to be a lot of stigma attached to certain cultures and practices with regards to having a disabled child. The way Family Voice is engaging with them is through activities, community leaders, because what is happening, you if you try to approach them directly, you won't get anywhere. So we break the barrier with the community leaders first by we have sessions with the community leaders. They will we broke the barriers with the community leaders first, and they will transfer the message over to their communities because they are more likely to listen or get information from the leaders than we contacting them direct, because some of them would not want information about them coming out. It's just building the trust. So we build trust with the community leaders, and the community leaders would then relay that information to them. Then they come back to us. Then they have the trust to come back to us to work with us. So,
It's almost like a conduit then, isn't it? It's
yeah,
somebody that can do some of that
exactly. Yeah.
building for
Yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And can
So it
I just ask a really quick question? Because I know that some people would probably ask this, is that who are those community leaders that you would approach? Are they from specific community groups? You know, where do they kind
Yeah,
of where are they?
what we have done is identified the communities within Peterborough, and we had a community development worker called Usman Gay, and it was his role to go out and meet those community leaders. So he had to make meetings with the community leaders, then introduce Family Voice to them and then get them to collaborate with Family Voice. That's how we started working with them. So anything we have going on, if whether we are aware they know about it or not, what Usman does is he relays that information to the community leaders to share within their communities. So in order to encourage as well, what we did was we did specific like coach trips, activities. Like we used to have a yearly what is called an Asian Cuisine Day, whereby people from an organization, another charity we work with called Aiming High, they would come in and cook Asian food. Then we call it a community meet and eat. So we'll get other members of the community, not just ethnic minorities. Anyone can join in to come in and have a taste of the food, same as we do Gambian food, and then get people to come in and have a taste of that, just to break barriers in between, so as to encourage them to come in, that if they have any issues within their communities, they are quite welcome to contact us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So food and activities
Good
is a
activities.
way of breaking down barriers,
Yeah.
and never underestimate the
Yeah.
power of bringing people together for food, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
Absolutely. Absolutely.
yeah,
Yeah.
no, that's
Yeah.
and so what difference do you think it's making in what difference has it made in Peterborough, do you think, for parent carers being able to kind of access some of the information and advice from Family Voice, particularly from those diverse communities?
It's made a lot of difference because, for example, if I give you an example, our Family Voice leaflet was translated into Lithuanian and Arabic. Because our community development worker, he's a fluent Arabic speaker, what we had been having is those within from that speak Arabic have been coming in or ringing to speak to Usman because obviously they had problems with translation. So I've had, when they come in, what's been happening is Usman would call me over. I mean, it's not part of his job, but it's something we do. He would call me over. He would translate from Arabic to English for me, and then I would translate back to Usman, and then Usman can tell them what they have to do next.
So Usman's role as community development worker is key, isn't it, in this as
Yes,
well?
yeah, yeah.
And obviously, if there's a language barrier, he's able to translate, but
Yeah.
also as a
Yes.
community development worker,
Yeah.
he's
Yeah.
reaching out to
Yeah.
community leaders to kind of build some of those relationships. It sounds
Yeah.
like a key part in
Yeah.
this.
Yeah. Yeah. I apart from the language barrier, I think the culture shock as well sometimes, because
Yeah.
when people move over here, due to the different cultures, it's like here at Family Voice, we have the workforce here and the volunteers. We have Nigerian, we have two Gambians, me and Usman. We've got Kenya, we've got Poland, we've got Lithuania, we've got Ghanaian. Yeah, so it's like a mixture sort of
Yeah, that's a
thing.
really broad
Yeah,
representation,
it's
haven't you?
broad because we have a community center downstairs as well, and it's used by a lot of different communities. We do, even though they might not have, we cannot tell if they have parents who have children with needs, but when they're in, we always tell them what we are, what we do, even though their purpose here wasn't for coming to
Yeah.
seek help from us, but we still approach to let them know who we are and what we do, and yeah, just to gain more
Yeah. So
into.
being based in a community centre as well, that sounds like it's a really helpful way of being kind of central to what's going on and people coming in. And not necessarily, like you say, they may not necessarily have a child with a disability or send or, you know, they may not be a parent carer, but actually you're still able to tell them about Family Voice.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
and they could
absolutely.
then pass it on to somebody who they may
Yeah, that's
know.
absolutely right. That's absolutely right. Like I do often come in contact with people from the Ghanaian community. My next door neighbor is from Guinea, and she would come, she knows the work I do, so she would sometimes refer families from her
Right.
community. Because my husband speaks some of their languages, he can translate for me what they actually require, and I can put them on our signposting list
Get some information.
To get to get the information that they require, which like you said, the language barrier sometimes puts people off, because they feel that they cannot be understood. They sometimes don't want to come forward.
Yeah,
They just want to let it lie low.
yeah, and like you said right at the beginning as well, I guess if people are nervous or there
Yeah.
is some cultural sensitivities around saying that you need support and help with your child, then actually there's so many disadvantages there. There's multiple obstacles in the way, isn't there?
Yeah, oh
For
yeah,
people.
definitely. I always say to people, I mean, if you're gonna embrace me, you're gonna embrace me with my child, with my disabled child. That's, I mean, I'm gonna leave. I don't know if I'll die before her or she'll go before me. I don't know. I mean, I always say, you take us as a family or you don't, because she's part of us, you know. So I always say, you are the only one who can only make it, who can make a difference to that child's life. You have to let people know. You cannot hide it. Let people know your child has got a disability. They've got needs. Then they have to adapt to that child.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you try to go in hiding, then obviously you're not helping the child. You're just going to make them worse.
Yeah.
Because unless people understand what your child needs or wants, it's just going to get worse, because obviously they'll take their attitude or tantrums or whatever as rudeness. Some do anyway, but
Yeah.
you know, once they know why that child is being like that, then it's more, there's more patience towards the child and there's more tolerance towards the child. Yeah.
And support for the family as well, I guess, and understanding it all. So, where can people find out more about the work that Family Voices do with diverse communities? Am I right in thinking that they're as some things on YouTube that people can watch some videos or so a website that they can go to.
There's most of the sessions we do, like in regards to PFA sessions, like wills and trusts sessions, like PFA deputyship, or we used to do sessions with the seldom heard communities that is affecting them. We used to do sessions. It's all on our YouTube channel, Family Voice Peterborough. Those videos are all recorded and it's there. Plus, we've got three Facebook pages. No, now we've got two. Family Voice Peterborough and Family Voice Send, which is a private one specifically for those who have children with Send.
Right. So
Yeah.
lots of ways people can find
Lots
out
of ways.
about
We
some
are
of
also on the Peterborough
the.
City Council local offer page, and we are also on Twitter as well. So there's lots of lots of different things.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is great as well, because I imagine that there will be people who are already part of and active in parent carer forums who would want to have conversations with Family Voice Peter about how they've done some of this work, because that's one of the big things about for forums, I guess, is how do they reach to as many parent carers as possible, breaking down some of those barriers around, cultural and ethnic differences in with, and that's the thing I think people really want to know about. But also parent carers themselves knowing that there are opportunities out there like this with Family Voice Peterborough, that they can tap into some of that resource locally as well. So is there anything else that you'd like to say about Family Voice Peterborough and the work it does with diverse communities? Is there any kind of Statement that
Since
you
COVID
think kind of ties
started,
it all together.
since COVID during the pandemic, our center here has been used as a hub for distribution of food. So we have managed to attract a lot from the ethnic minorities through that as well. Because we've got what we are on fair share, and they sometimes give us food every week. So we've got what we is called a food support list, whereby families who are struggling can contact us either by phone, email, or via the support list, the food support list. So what we do every week when we get donations come in, we'll go through that list. And when you're filling the form for that list, it does ask you whether you would like us to contact you if we do have donations come in to see if you're interested to pick some up. Which has been very popular because we have had families contact us to say, I'm struggling with this. Not only for the, disability and send side, but we have had struggling families who have contacted us who've got no food, no basic stuff, which we work with them. To get help them get some basic items of food, or and we run a cafe every Wednesday morning, which is open to everyone. And that also people meet up, other communities meet up in there, and whatever we have from fair share or donations that goes out to the cafe as well.
It sounds like some such amazing work happening, just bringing people together and offering some of that support. And it's difficult for people at the moment, the cost of living, and people don't have enough, do they, at times? And so knowing that there's somewhere that they can come to, and particularly that cafe, that making human connections, and it's so important, isn't it, to enable people to keep going.
As well, we run sessions on in local businesses in Peterborough, like activity sessions, like Activity World, whereby we can book the whole place for 2 hours and get families to take their children who, with the cost of what they charge, a family would never have been able to go. So we run that now every quarter. We run one session, and the place takes up to 150 kids. So they can just run around and just wreck the place down, basically.
Yeah, let off some steam.
Yeah, exactly. Blow
Whilst
out some steam.
parent carers can talk,
Yeah, so
maybe a
whilst
little
the
bit.
kids are playing, we can gather information from parents, take any questions they have, get them to fill out surveys that relates to what is currently affecting them as well. Yeah, so normally questions we come out with, we'll feed back to the relevant authorities as to this what we're getting back from the
What
parents
needs to
as well.
change and what needs to improve for families
Yeah, so
locally?
normally we'll run it every half term. We've got one on the 19th of February coming up. Yeah.
Wow, amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much,
That's
Ramu, for having this conversation with me. I really appreciate it. And I
awesome.
know that people that get the opportunity to watch it will get something from it, whatever they're coming to this particular piece for, is that I'm sure that they will be able to take something away. So thank you for your time. Thanks very much.
Okay, you are most welcome.